Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Here in Melbourne, our sunrise and sunset times have started to change due to later sunrises and earlier sunsets. This altered pattern has resulted in variations to signal fade-in and fade-out timings, particularly on the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands. Propagation patterns have also changed due to the continuing low level of solar activity, with the daily equivalent sunspot number falling to as low as 0 on some days. And the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 73. That means that
high frequency propagation on the higher frequencies above about 13, 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable over long distance routes. But frequencies above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat satisfactory. The summary of notable frequency occupants researched recently here in Melbourne across the time span 1930 to 2000 in the 6 megahertz band. 5860 Radio Fardar, the IBB station at Kuwait, broadcasting in Persian. And 5875, the Voice of America from Tanang in the Philippines with its early morning service in Korean. And on 5910, Radio Romania International with its programs in Romanian. And 5950, Ethiopia, the Voice of the Tigray Revolution, broadcasting in Afar from Addis Ababa. And 5965, Radio Free Asia from Kuwait, broadcasting in Chinese. That's an interesting frequency usage with the day, a darkness path all the way across from the Middle East to Asia. On 5980, the Voice of Turkey, that's programs in Turkish. And 5985, China Radio International from Beijing in Portuguese. And another CRI frequency, 6020, from Tizjaz in Albanian. And 6030, another Ethiopian station, Radio Oromia in the Addis Ababa area in Afar. 6040, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English, and the same station in Arabic on 6060. And some more frequencies for China Radio International, this time for the Russian service. 6090 from Urumqi, 6100 from Beijing, and 6110 from Xi'an. It's interesting, three frequencies all on almost adjacent channels carrying the same program at the same time. And on the next frequency, 6120, the Voice of Turkey in English. 6160, China Radio International from Xi'an in German. And 6170, North Korea, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in German. Now that was a summary of some interesting frequency occupancies researched recently here in Melbourne across the time span 1930 to 2000 in the 6 megahertz band. And now some news from the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters reports that the Ampigon company is building new shortwave transmission systems in Kuwait. It's known as the Shortwave Modernization Project. Ampigon actually is headquartered in Turkey in Switzerland, and this is the news review or news report. It's received a contract by Al Rashid Company, it's the Al Rashid Company, to upgrade 5 analog shortwave transmitters for the Kuwait Ministry of Information at the Al-Kabd station, K-A-B-D, Al-Kabd station. Ampigon will refurbish the 5 transmitters delivered in 1992 and 1995. Additionally, 3 transmitters delivered in 1995 will be upgraded to full digital DRM integration and converted to the new transmitter control system, UCS. That's Unified Control System, including replacement of new motor drives within the tuning circuits. The latest DC motor technology allows faster and more accurate positioning of the transmitter tuning with digital control for fully automatic frequency changes. Commissioning and on-site work by Ampigon and Al Rashid engineers will start during January 2017. The Al Rashid Company provides turnkey projects in the broadcast field, as well as professional services and integration solutions. The Ministry of Information in Kuwait has one of the largest facilities in the Middle East, and the project highlights that AM and DRM radio broadcasting keeps its important role in that area of the world. That was an extract from a news release from the Pegon Transmission Broadcast Engineering Company, which is located in Turgi, Switzerland. It relates to new shortwave transmission systems being installed for the Kuwait Broadcasting Service. A note from the World Radio TV Handbook in the United Kingdom via its Facebook group page says that the Voice of Hope in South Korea has added an additional frequency to start the 2017 new year. It's on the unusual frequency of 9100. It's 9100. And the current frequencies are 3985, 4885, 6003, 6250, 6348, and of course 9100. On the air between 0600 and midnight, that's 3 p.m. to 9 a.m. in Korea. The network broadcasts from the Taerung and Hwaseong intelligence sites in Seoul and the southern suburbs, and it's rather heavily jammed. Here in Melbourne, the 6003 transmission in the early morning period here between 1900 and 2100 is inaudible due to the effects of the heavy jamming. And 3985 is also very heavily jammed, as noted here. So there's some frequencies there for the Voice of Hope, and that includes the new frequency of 9100, which is way outside the recognised shortwave band, and that is the frequency allocation is made intentionally by the authorities there to try and minimise the effects of jamming. Some information now concerning digital radio, particularly in the Asian area. Digital radio is making its way into the Asia-Pacific region with DAB Plus trials now on the air in Malaysia, Myanmar and Indonesia. There is also a strong interest in Thailand, and regular services are being rolled out here in Australia and also in Hong Kong. In the MENA region, M-E-N-A, Kuwait is preparing for the second phase of a DAB Plus trial, that's in the Middle East, and a decision regarding commercial rollout is expected once all trials have been completed. In the UAE, following a recent DAB Plus trial, the Telecoms Regulation Authority is working towards a commercial launch of DAB Plus and has initiated industry consultation on the technology and the receiver specifications for DAB. All these issues were raised last month at the workshop in Kuala Lumpur hosted in partnership with the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, that's the ABU, the Asia Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, that's the AIBD, and the Arab States Broadcasting Union, ASBU. The workshop brought together broadcasters from across the MENA, that's the Middle East, and Asia-Pacific regions at all stages of digital radio development. In the workshop, representatives of these organisations covered DAB Plus's background, the path to getting services on the air, regulation required, and they're looking forward to the future with hybrid radio and the potential to deliver images and information to listeners at home and on the move. That's from the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union concerning developments in digital audio broadcasting. Note, in Australia, digital broadcasting is only available in selected capital cities with local broadcasting from a single transmitter. And it's expected, or it's possible, that this will be expanded in the near future with transmissions to other parts of Australia being introduced. So at the present time, it's only listeners in those capital cities which here in this country can enjoy this digital radio, and new receivers now being installed in cars being sold in Australia DAB technology inbuilt are only accessible, the technology is only accessible from near the capital city transmitting sites. In Melbourne, the transmitting site is at Mount Dandenong, east of the Melbourne Central Business District. And there are repeaters in the Melbourne Central Business District for improving the reception quality and accessibility of the signal in the city.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.